Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Leviticus 18, verses 1 to 4 says, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. You shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt where you lived. You shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan, to which I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. You shall follow my rules and keep my statutes and walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall not do as they do is the principle here. Because we can look forward from here and see how the cultural norms of the cities they occupied destroyed them. And we know that God meant what he said to protect, help, and ensure life as it was meant to be. Hezekiah was one king who understood this principle and destroyed the detestable things. Lot made a self-centered choice, pitched his tent towards Sodom, and before long was in Sodom as a Sodomite. Accepting sin and being tolerant of evil is the first step toward destruction. It's as foolish as touching someone who's leprous or living in a diseased house. Yet we often choose to get sick because we ignore what we know and make decisions based on how we feel. That's foolishness at best. Let me read the instructions again from Leviticus 18:1-4. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. You shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt where you lived, and you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan to which I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. You shall follow my rules and keep my statutes and walk in them. I am the Lord your God. He started off this whole segment saying, I am the Lord your God. He ended it saying, I am the Lord your God. That's the authority right there. There are people around us in the worlds in which we live today that do not honor God. We should not follow their ways. We should not walk in their ways. We should walk in God's ways. We need to be people who know what God says and live in the context of the purpose that he created us to live in. We were created to love God and love each other. We weren't created to use God and use each other. We need to be examples, lights in a very dark world, of what it looks like to walk with God. We need to accept that challenge and live in a way that challenges the world in which we live. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute.